Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. Ethics and transparency, they're part of a new push at the state capitol to repair the damage done by a number of scandals that have led to convictions, guilty pleas, and accusations against members of the House and the Senate. The state Senate took a big step last week as its incoming Senate president, State Senator Jim Hendren, Republican of Sulphur Springs, pushed for new ethics rules and made the revelation that he's ready for the state Senate to be online for more public accountability. Here's a portion of my recent interview with him. I get confused. Are you from Gravette or are you from Sulphur Springs?
Well, my business is in Gravette. I went to school in Gravette, but I actually live closer to Sulphur Springs and have that kind of an address.
All right, I'm going to correct it and start saying Sulphur Springs.
I'll take either one.
No one. A busy week for ethics, a busy week for ethics reform. You've been driving a lot of changes in the wake of several scandals that have rocked the Arkansas legislature, led to some black eyes in the in that Senate chamber. A lot to digest on those. And for the sake of time and the fact that we've got a limited amount of time here, I want to boil it down to this. Really what you guys have proposed in all of the changes that you have greater disclosure and more self-policing. Can it be boiled down to somewhat that respect?
I wouldn't say that's all of it. That's a good part of it. And I would also say this is just a starting point. We've been very clear that we know there will be legislative changes necessary. There'll be additional rules necessary. But there were also seven new items of prohibited conduct that have been defined. Where they weren't prohibited before, they are prohibited now and are cause for an ethics action against a member. And of course, the other big thing is creation of the Ethics Committee, which gives us a process to hear when people have made allegations against former members and a process to bring those and hopefully dispose of them. They will also be tasked with figuring out what other changes are necessary, which there will be many, and also developing the training that's going to be required. We're going to start requiring every year that every member of the Senate sit down and go through the ethics training, what's expected of them with regard to behavior, what are the potential traps and pitfalls that they're going to face as they go through their legislative career, in addition to other things, sexual harassment, racial sensitivity, and how we treat each other, decorum in the Senate. We're going to try to do a better job of making sure members know what's expected of them.
Mm-hmm. So do you think of you talked about the seven kind of prohibited behaviors that are going to be implemented now. Would that have stopped what happened with Senator Woods, with Senator Files?
Oh, clearly those would be a violation of Senate rules. You know, we've had two, one plead guilty and one be convicted. So they weren't just guilty of violating rules, they violated the law.
Right.
But these rules would have taken care of many of those things much earlier in the process. So obviously the idea is prevention. We want to make sure members understand what's expected of them and what is not allowed so that we don't get to the point where it becomes a legal violation.
Do you think that the self-regulation, the self-policing, the Select Committee on Ethics, do you think that it can work? I mean, you're going to be talking about people that have relationships with each other, and in the Senate it's particularly bonded down there, who have to basically kind of crack down on one of their friends, one of their colleagues. You know how collegial the Senate is. I mean, can it work?
I think it can, and it's there will probably be some modifications and some provisions for other accusations to be brought. I do not want it to turn into a forum for people to make all kinds of wild charges from outside the Senate, which I know would happen if we opened it completely up. But do I think there is a determination in the Senate to right the ship, to hold each other accountable? I think there is. I think we value the institution and that we're going to protect it from those who might take it off track again.
What would the penalties be if somebody were to violate one of these rules?
There's a range of penalties, and these actually were available in the old Senate rules. It's just the process to get these brought was so cumbersome that it would never be used. A petition of 18, this one member can bring this accusation, and then this committee makes a recommendation to the full body. And those range from a letter of caution to suspension to removal of leadership authority to expulsion from the Senate. So we as the Senate can and do have the authority to expel a member of the Senate for violating these rules.
All right, we got some other topics to talk about, but before I let you go and we bring in another guest here, it's about transparency here. You're going to be the new Senate president in the 2019 session. I think Dismang's already handed the keys to you, quite frankly. So what are you going to do differently?
Well, as you said, a big part of our new ethics rules are financial disclosure, making sure people know who you are and if there's a conflict of interest. We're going to continue along that path. I've been working for the last 2 or 3 months about some proposals for making the Senate itself more transparent by allowing people to see via live video feed what's going on in the Senate and what's going on in our committee hearings. I've gotten some numbers back. I'm still not very satisfied with the cost because I'm still a conservative, and spending $1 million for 15 people to watch is kind of hard. We're looking for better alternatives, but we will have a proposal for the Senate to live stream our proceedings and make it clear to the people out there that we're not going to hide anything, that they can see what's going on in their Arkansas Senate. So I'm hoping to have that ready in August or September to present. I can't just do it. The whole Senate's going to have to approve that. I think there's support for it. The House has done a good job. Theirs is pretty expensive, so I don't know if we're going to replicate it exactly.
Right.
But we're going to find a way to let people see what's going on in the Senate.
Committees and the full body.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. That State Senate President-elect Jim Hendren, Republican from Sulphur Springs. He's also the governor's nephew and one of the louder voices right now calling on the Arkansas State Legislature to do more to repair its reputation in the wake of the public corruption investigations that have led to resignations of several members for illegal activity. You can find more of his interview online at our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. Until next time, take care.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.